T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Tuesday night. And you know what tonight feels like? Tonight feels like a turn-the-page night here for us on the evening show, a turn-the-page day here in Philadelphia for the fan base, and a turn-the-page discussion that we have to have about the future of the Eagles quarterback position. Yeah, that other guy who we talk about a lot around here, he's gone. He's out. And that leaves Jalen Hurts all by himself at the top of the depth chart. And we can have a discussion, and we will, maybe later this week, about what the Eagles need to do next at the quarterback position. But you know what we need to discuss first and what the Eagles need to figure out first? Because this question, the answer to this and what we're going to discuss tonight, I believe will dictate anything we believe about what they should do in the draft or free agency or whatever. And it's this simple. And it comes down to what we think of Jalen Hurts. And it comes down to this. I believe, after the 4 games we watched with Jalen Hurts, that he is going to be a franchise quarterback. I believe Jalen Hurts not only has the potential to be, but will be a franchise quarterback. And here's why I say that. And I know plenty of people are going to say, well, sample size, there's only 4 games. You know, how do you know? I don't know anything. You probably can cut that audio and replay it on me. I don't know anything. But here's what I do believe. I do believe that Jalen Hurts is going to be a franchise quarterback and could be a good NFL starting quarterback for a while. You know, am I writing down he will be the Eagles quarterback for 15 years? He's this franchise's Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers? No. I mean, anyone saying that would be silly. Even if the Eagles believe that, they will be silly. But I saw and heard and felt and kind of observed enough of Jalen Hurts throughout the season, what I've gathered about his career so far as a collegiate player up to now in the pro game, and just understanding the way he seems to improve all the time and get better at one step to the next step, that I do believe the Eagles have something here, and I believe he's going to be a franchise quarterback. And here's the way I kind of do this. When I think of young quarterbacks, there's different ways we could do it. If you want to just go by raw statistics, there's probably 3 or 4 statistics from Jalen Hurts last year that could point you like, wow, that's really impressive. There's also probably 3 or 4 like, oh my goodness gracious, that's our guy? That's the next franchise quarterback of the Eagles? So statistics can be very misleading in a very short sample size. It reminds me, considering how little he got to play, of almost like a baseball player with like 100 at-bats or like the first month of the season. Yeah, you could hit 400 for April. Yeah, you could hit 100 for April. It doesn't mean you're going to end a season at either. Jalen Hurts didn't get 500 at-bats, to use the baseball, you know, analogy. He got 100, a very small sample of whatever he is. But I saw enough there, and he has some things. Like, when I think of what a good quarterback is, what a franchise quarterback is, you got to have most or all of these categories checked off. And here's the way I did it when I was thinking about Jalen Hurts today and what he could be. The first one is poise. Do you have poise on the field, in the huddle? Are you poised? Like, if you could find me a really good franchise quarterback that lacks poise, I'm going to tell you he probably isn't that, or he's trending out of being that, because talent can only take you so far. Poise matters. Jalen Hurts, from what I saw, he has poise. Number 2 would be leadership. Can you lead? Can you have the guys wanting to play for you? I mean, of all the different things that Jalen Hurts has that are positive, this one is at the top. Like, this is probably his best attribute, is his leadership. You've heard it at every level, every coach, whether it be Nick Saban or Lincoln Riley or Doug Peterson. I'm sure Nick Sirianni's going to talk about it the first time he talks after coaching Jalen Hurts for a little while. So Jalen Hurts has poise. Check that off. He has leadership. Check that off. Is he a playmaker? Okay, so in the NFL today, you have to either be deadly accurate or the ability to make plays. I don't think you can have a quarterback in today's game that's not one of those two things. Ideally, you're both. But you can't have a quarterback that doesn't have at least one. And he obviously can be a playmaker. Go back and watch any highlight from Jalen Hurts last season, his good highlights with the Eagles, even some that weren't so good, and you see a playmaker, a guy that could run out of the pocket, lift the floor of the offense with his legs, which he did in both of his first two games. So he's got poise. He's got leadership. He can obviously be a playmaker in or out of the pocket. Is he mentally tough? Yeah. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts has shown mental toughness through a lot of different things in his football life, from being benched, transferring, ending up here, you know, kind of being in a weird situation where he's got to play behind a guy that is obviously not mentally tough. And I thought Jalen Hurts handled the whole thing pretty well, all things considered, because, you know, it's very easy to probably come in and want to take a locker room, but you kind of have to know your place and wait on that. So I did see mental toughness from Jalen Hurts in the good, in the bad, in the awkward. I think he has that going away. Poised, leader, playmaker, mentally tough. And I'll throw this one into, this will be my fifth reason why I believe Jalen Hurts has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. There is something about quarterbacks, and all of them, right? All the good ones, they improve, they get better, they don't stay the same. And it's part of the reason why I think the former Eagles franchise quarterback did not become what people thought. He didn't really improve his deficiencies. He didn't. I mean, inaccuracy, inability to get the ball out quickly, his footwork, all that stuff never changed. It never improved to the point where it had to. But I watched Jalen Hurts, and we were joking around with Howard last night about the videos that are being put out there right now. Quincy Avery, his quarterback coach, is putting out these videos and throwing and moving and all these quarterback drills. It's great. Does it really mean anything if he can't play? No. But you know what it does show me? It shows me a pattern that has continued over and over and over again, which is that Jalen Hurts, whatever you think he is one year, he comes back and he's a little bit better the next year. I told the story right before he got his first start with the Eagles in December that the first time I watched Jalen Hurts play at Alabama when he was 18, I didn't think he was a real quarterback. That's how down I was on his throwing. I didn't think he was actually a quarterback. I thought he was a running back playing quarterback, which you see in college, you know, often actually. I mean, the guys do that and then they can't play at the next level. I thought that's what Jalen Hurts was. And then you watch him the next year and the next year, and by the time he got to Oklahoma, and he became a real quarterback that could throw the football at a professional level to the point where he got drafted in the second round by the Philadelphia Eagles and won a game last year, you know, looked like he could play in the NFL as a rookie with the Eagles. So that ability to get better and that just, I guess, knack or just drive to improve, you need that as a quarterback. None of these guys come out finished products. None of them. You better get better, otherwise you get left behind. He has that. So I'm talking about a quarterback here that has poise. He's a leader. He has playmaking ability. He's mentally tough. He has shown us throughout his football life that he is very eager to improve. That is critical. And the sixth thing I will say about Jalen Hurts and why I do believe he's going to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL is he's a bargain. And that's why, like, when you're a franchise quarterback, it's a very thin and kind of small line you have to live on. You're either underpaid and your team can win around you even if you're not special, good but not special. And then when you get paid, you better be really good. And Jalen Hurts has the bargain attached to him right now, to which franchise quarterbacks, you have to live up to your contract. And Jalen Hurts, there's no doubt in my mind the next few years he will live up to his contract. The last quarterback here didn't live up to his contract. It changed the way the team got built. So I mean, when I add all these things together, they're all there. Like, they're all in the plus category for why I believe Jalen Hurts can be a franchise quarterback in the NFL and will be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Now, there is one thing that does worry me. I'm not going to pretend he's a perfect prospect or player because he was a second-round pick and he had a 52.7 completion percentage last year. It's his accuracy. Jalen Hurts' accuracy on certain throws last year got me to kind of cringe a little bit. He missed. He didn't throw the ball and it didn't get to where it needed to get to when it should have gotten there. I mean, obviously his last throw of the year, the duck into the end zone, he had a couple out routes that just bounced in front of his wide receivers. I'm not talking about completion percentage so much as I'm talking about accuracy, putting the ball where it needed to be over and over. That is the number one skill of a quarterback. And it's weird to say this. I feel like Jalen Hurts has every single thing I like in a quarterback except that one. That's the one holdup on his game. But I look at all the other things he has. his running ability, his ability to improve, his poise, his leadership. And I'm going to bet on this kid. 215-592-9494. Right now, Jalen Hurts is all that exists on the Eagles depth chart. And we as a fan base and the Eagles as a franchise have to determine whether he actually is a franchise quarterback or not. Do you think he is? 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. Do you believe Jalen Hurts will be a franchise quarterback? Look, the Eagles have moved on from their former franchise quarterback. That's over. And now we get to discuss Jalen. Like, let's have a Jalen Hurts discussion tonight about what this kid is and what he could be. Because I look at him, and I don't think he is the prototype. I don't think he's perfect. I don't think he is a, you know, surefire. Like, when a guy comes out and he's Andrew Luck, you know. That's not Jalen Hurts. But I would bet on him, and I would bet that Jalen Hurts is going to end up as a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Would you? 215-592-9494. That's how you get in. Do you believe Jalen Hurts will be a franchise quarterback? It's the biggest question now that surrounds the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. We'll discuss it right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.